This year, a new preventive treatment was approved to protect infants from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus. The virus is the leading cause of hospitalization for newborns and infants and is usually prevalent during fall and winter. The new treatment is an antibody shot that mimics the immune system's ability to fight the infection. But as parents are finding out, actually getting your hands on these shots is challenging. WHYY's Nicole Leonard reports.
Philadelphian Anna Christensen gave birth to her daughter in January, 1 month prematurely. The baby had lung issues and was in the NICU on oxygen for nearly 4 weeks.
When she left the NICU, we were basically told that, you know, when she gets RSV or COVID or the flu, you know, you can plan to be back in the hospital just because of the way that her lungs started out.
That had Christensen and her family on high alert through the spring. Then in July, they were excited to hear that the FDA approved a single-shot RSV antibody treatment that could protect babies. It's a temporary prevention therapy. It is not a vaccine. The CDC recommends it for infants under 8 months and high-risk children up through 19 months.
It was early enough. Like, she was still way younger than 8 months at that point. So we're kind of like, yeah, she'll get it. It's going to come out and she'll get it.
But the months crept by and the seasons changed. And now that fall is here, Christensen is still searching for answers to basic questions, like when will health providers have the shots? Will insurance cover it? And will her daughter, who is now almost 9 months old, still qualify?
You go to ask your pediatrician for it and they don't have it. They don't know when they're going to get it. They're giving you all the information they have and that information is very limited. And then your baby ages out of it. So it's frustrating to have that delay cause barriers to access.
Healthcare providers are troubleshooting some of these barriers and trying to manage expectations. Pediatrician Dr. Lori Handy says it may take more time before these antibody treatments become widely available. That probably won't happen until next year.
I think we're all aware that this will be a bit of a transition year. We won't get full uptake. We won't be able to get to every single person that we want to just because implementing in a short time period is challenging.
Handy is an infectious disease expert at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, CHOP. She says CHOP pediatricians should start carrying the antibody shots sometime this month. Health experts say the prime window for giving a shot to a newborn is immediately after birth, before they even leave the hospital. But that presents another logistical challenge, since labor and delivery units historically don't administer many childhood immunizations. Providers are also still waiting to see if insurance companies will fully cover the new treatment. Insurers have up to 1 year to make decisions.
We know we have something that's new, important, able to really impact every single child. We are eager to have them do that sooner rather than waiting a full plan year just because of the time sensitivity and the potential impact for kids.
The antibody shot can be as much as $500 per dose. Dr. Sarah Long is a professor in the Department of Pediatrics at Drexel University College of Medicine.
It is costly for healthcare systems, for states, for the federal government, for individuals, potentially.
Long says the expense of these shots could create equity issues, at least in the first year of the medication's rollout.
It will require people being their best selves in the insurance industry, in hospital administration, in state administration, in public health departments to be able to do the right thing.
For families like Anna Christensen's, the obstacles to getting an RSV antibody shot seem great. But if there's even a small chance her daughter can get the treatment, Christensen says she'll keep asking for it this month and the next. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.